This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Coronavirus cases and hospitalizations in the United States are at a six-month high, fueled by the rapid spread of the Delta variant across the country. That's also grappling with low vaccination rates. Nationwide, COVID-19 cases have averaged 100,000 for 3 days in a row, up 35% over the past week, according to a Reuters tally of public health data. Louisiana, Florida, and Arkansas reported the most new cases in the past week based on population. Hospitalizations rose 40%, and deaths, a lagging indicator, registered an 18% uptick in the past week. The intensifying spread of the pandemic has led to cancellation of some large, high-profile events. Data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows Florida set a new single-day record with more than 28,000 cases on Sunday, and the number of children hospitalized with COVID-19 is rising across the country, a trend health experts attribute to the Delta variant being more likely to infect children than the original Alpha strain. The Pentagon on Monday said that it will seek U.S. President Joe Biden's approval by mid-September to require 1.3 million military members to get vaccinated against COVID-19, anticipating full regulatory clearance for a vaccine by then. After setting COVID-19 rules for federal workers, Biden last month directed the Pentagon to look into how and when it would require members of the military to take the vaccine. With the move, the Biden administration deferred a coronavirus vaccine mandate for active duty troops to next month, with the expectation that the Food and Drug Administration will give full approval to the Pfizer vaccine. It currently falls under emergency use authorization. This is VOA News. Long delays were reported at the border on Monday as Canada finally opened to fully vaccinated American tourists for the first time in 16 months, causing a rush of travelers during the busy summer season and bottlenecks for a desperate tourism industry. Government data showed a seven-hour wait for the Fort Frances, Ontario and International Falls, Minnesota crossing. Several crossings in Ontario and New Brunswick between the states of New York and Maine had waits of 3 hours. Canada barred all leisure travel from the United States in March 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But as the Monday fully vaccinated Americans are now able to enter the country, international travelers who are fully vaccinated will be allowed to enter in early September. Greece's prime minister apologized Monday for failures in tackling the devastating wildfires that have burned across the country the past week. Many parts of Greece are burning for a seventh day, the biggest blaze on Evia, the second biggest Greek island located just off the mainland east of Athens. More than 500 fires have been burning across Greece, forcing the evacuation of dozens of villages and thousands of people, and there has been growing public anger at delays and breakdowns in the government's response. The prime minister went on television late on Monday to make an apology and promised that mistakes would be identified and rectified. The fires broke out last week during Greece's worst heat wave in three decades, with searing temperatures and dry heat causing tinderbox conditions. It comes as the United Nations panel on climate change told the world on Monday global warming is dangerously close to being out of control and that humans were to blame. The report from the scientists warned that already greenhouse gas levels in the atmosphere are high enough to guarantee climate disruption for decades, if not centuries, meaning the deadly heat waves, monster hurricanes, and other weather extremes already happening will only become more severe. Monday alone saw 500,000 acres of forest burning in California, while in Venice, tourists are wading through ankle-deep water in St. Mark's Square. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres describes the report as a, quote, code red for humanity. In 3 months, a United Nations climate conference in Glasgow, Scotland, will try to get much more ambitious climate action out of the nations of the world and the money to go with it. And Russian news agency reported Monday 9 coronavirus patients died in a Russian hospital in a southern city after an oxygen pipe burst underground, cutting supply to an intensive care ward. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.